It's Doug Karsha and Scott Anderson from out here at Detroit Lions training camp. Lions have broken it off and done some special teams work, which, look, much respect for Dave Phipp. Special teams have kind of been a mess in this preseason. It's like a lot of penalties, ball put on the ground kind of stuff.
Yeah, and yet these aren't I don't know what percentage of the players are the guys that are on the first team.
Yeah, I hear you. I think the concerns come when the kind of stuff starts to happen in the regular season. But
oh, that'll be a
It will get talked about so far in the preseason. And look, you got a guy here in Phipp that has a ton of respect. He's the dean of coordinators here in Detroit.
This is true.
But nonetheless, something we'd like to see not happen in the regular season. All right, so we've been talking Tigers to open the show. Hey, nice to get a series win. It is a step forward in an era of angst. I would say the last month and a half has been mostly an era of angst for Detroit Tiger fans. You know, it's one thing to finish second. It's one thing to not live up to an expectation. It's another thing to have either a huge lead or feel like you've got it in hand and then have it slip away. That is a sickening, sickening feeling in sports. Whether it's in a single game, you're up a few runs or a few touchdowns or double digits in basketball, it's one of the most painful things that can happen is when everything's going great and then it all unravels and you blow it. And so I think it's been a particularly rough time for Tiger fans because it's feeding into one of the great fears or paranoias you can have in sports.
Yeah, I think everybody has gone through it. I mean, not at the professional level, but, I mean, you can relate in anything you've done. You may pick up basketball games. You're up huge and you end up, like, losing it. Like, what just happened?
When you got to win to stay on the court.
Right, exactly.
A lot of pressure.
I think about when they used to throw darts at the bar. Have a huge lead, you think, and then you can't close it out. Like, why am I unable to hit a triple 20 at this point? And then somebody else comes back and they win the game. Whatever the thing is, everybody can relate to what's happened. It's just maybe not on the same scale.
So what's interesting, and we saw this in the first hour, is sometimes people get so worried that even positive things become negatives. We had somebody that's really concerned because Friday night's game involved things that don't happen, like Veerling hitting a home run. Well, he did hit the home run, and he was due to hit a home run, and it was a timely home run for sure, three-run shot to give him a lead back.
That one climbed. Yeah. That was an uppercut swing that started up like in his chest. It was that was not a typical Matt Veerling swing, but that was definitely nice to see.
You know, as we talk about things that make you feel better, like what will make you feel much better about your team, and certainly now the 5-game lead becoming a 6-game lead after yesterday's results is a small step in the right direction. When they are playing their best, see a lot of what we saw this weekend out of their best players. Riley Green, it's way early to say he's back.
Correct.
But that helps a lot. Speaking of home run shapes, his home run yesterday is one of those ones that just stayed up.
Right. That's a line drive, 109 miles an hour, but get over the
fence. You don't see a lot. You don't see a lot of baseballs hit that hard.
And you're right. I mean, it was just a straight line shot that got over the fence and good.
Yep.
Whatever it takes. And, you know, he had better swings, better at bats, 4 of 10 in the series. That's why he was under consideration for some people for champ of the week. Got the home run, scored 3 times over the weekend, played great defense like he does. And, you know, that thankfully that's the part that never went away. He was always playing great defense.
Yeah.
So good to see that. The Veerling home run was spectacular on Friday night. And yet sandwiched in between that was downer of a game on Saturday. I mean, Charlie Morton at one time, did he strike out 7 in a row?
Dude.
And
I don't
yet,
know. I remember the last time I seen a performance like that. He almost all his outs were strikeouts, but he still gave up 6 or whatever it was. 6 runs. Earned runs or
yeah.
Whatever it was.
And that's not good.
No.
That's not good at all. And this is, you know, the loss of Reese Olson, I think, is going to be one of those things we look back on and go, wow, that was big. And that really was big because Reese Olson was pitching well for this team. hopefully that kickstarts Casey Mize. The outing he had yesterday was very good.
Yeah.
He gave up the two-run home run. But if you watch where that pitch was thrown, that's well above the strike zone. I mean, that was like 4 to 6 inches above the strike zone that the player just, Sean Ewell or whatever his name is, just reached up and got it. Very similar to the home run that Colt Keith hit that was like up at his neck, but Colt Keith was more impressed because it went opposite field. This guy just went out and got it. And I take your hat off. Nice job. And then Riley Green hit the two-run homer to answer that, which was nice.
So, if you know, you look for things that will make you feel better. If Riley Green just goes out and has a good week, it's going to make a lot of people feel a lot better. If you look at Kerry Carpenter's production since he's returned, he's been on fire. Absolutely on fire, and they started to win more games when he was back in the lineup. It's these players returning to the lineup or starting to play like themselves, the established version of themselves, that can make a huge difference. So keep your eye on Riley Green. I think that could be a potential huge development for a team that needs a little bit of a shot in the arm. And speaking of Kerry Carpenter, it is not a player that I think is a swag forward player. He's not a swag guy. He's just a guy out there that's turned into a really, really good player. But there's not a lot of bling or eyewash or anything like that.
He keeps it in check. It's like it starts to go down that road, and then it's like
there's something going on.
Reels him back in.
Because what he is doing is more mic drop than bat flip.
Yes.
But it's becoming his thing.
Yeah.
He hit another home run, follows through, and a bit of an over-exaggerated
right.
bat drop, which doesn't seem to be over-the-top bothering pitchers.
No,
but it's becoming a bit of his signature celebration.
It is, and like I said, he starts down that road, but then reels himself back in. Now, if he were to do the bat drop, stare at the ball for just one more second, and not move from the batter's box for just one more second, he'd probably get ear-holed. But I think he's got a reputation around the league of being one of the really good guys in baseball.
Yeah.
He's an awesome guy. The limited interaction I've had in a clubhouse, because it hasn't been much, but seems like he's an awesome guy by all accounts. Everybody says it. So
it's not over the top.
No.
Is it a pronounced subtlety? Maybe it's a good way to put it.
It starts to go there and then stops.
Yeah. So the Kerry Carpenter bat drop is becoming a thing, and it's awesome because it coincides with his offensive production, which has been great since he's come back. 248-539-9797, fans, what will make you feel like they've turned it around and they are back on track? One weekend probably doesn't do it for most people. What are you looking for? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.